Mount Oliver Borough will soon smell of fresh baguettes and pastries. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports on a new bakery that owners hope will energize the community.
Sunlight beams through the second story of what was formerly Coleman's Bakery on Brownsville Road in Mount Oliver. Leaning against a stainless steel table, 35-year-old Jewel Edwards is talking about her favorite confections.
Cheesecakes. I like to do bars, like, you know, brownie cookie bars. It's a combination of a nice moist brownie, nice crunchy buttery cookie. I also like to do small desserts. Like
Edwards has been preparing food professionally in Pittsburgh for nearly 17 years. She got into baking as a kid, watching Julia Child on PBS.
Some people want to be firefighters. Some people want to be nurses and doctors. I wanted to bake.
Now she says she's ready to start her own business.
But my goal is to open a bakery lounge, almost like a cafe where there's like a small event space. People can come do meet and greets, like if you're having like a baby shower, bridal shower, just a place to meet up and have a little something to eat, a little something sweet.
Edwards is one of the first bakers in residence at the Bakery Society of Pittsburgh's new incubator. It's a similar model to restaurant incubators, where a few motivated chefs work for several months to perfect a business model and learn skills like payroll and marketing. General Manager Phil Ank says the location is ideal because it'll attract both newcomers and people from the neighborhood that remember Coleman's Bakery, which closed in 2013 after 60 years.
Whether they're brand new and they've never been there and those smells hit them versus someone who, I used to come here when I was a kid and oh my stars, I remember this picture or I remember this particular pastry.
Over the course of 18 months, different bakers will have the opportunity to work on their business idea and craft their brand. Ank says there will be three different levels of participation based on experience. Bakers in residence, who will spend 40 hours a week at the shop, a tenant baker who already has a great product and needs somewhere to sell it.
And then we have the community baker. This is somebody who comes in, I need to make 500 cookies for a wedding table. This is somebody who wants to come in and make something and then sell it at a farmer's market. Maybe they have a pie that they sell. And this gives them a legal place that they can produce those products.
At the end of the 18 months, Ank says the bakers will be ready to go out on their own. Mount Oliver Borough Manager Rick Hopkinson says he's looking forward to having the incubator on the community's main thoroughfare.
For the longest time, people have been, you know, seeing stores close. And I think for the first time in a long time, there's just been this momentum of projects happening and things opening. And the bakery, I think, is something that people are really going to be proud of.
Once a bustling residential borough, Mount Oliver has struggled in recent years with crime and blight. But Hopkinson says he imagines the bakery incubator will help change the neighborhood's reputation.
I really believe that this project not only is going to serve the local community, but I think it's going to bring people up to the business district because it's so exciting and it's so innovative, and it's going to bring more buying power to support the rest of the district.
The building is still under renovation, and the Bakery Society of Pittsburgh team behind the incubator says they anticipate opening this spring. While most of the building has been upgraded, they have kept some of the old Coleman's equipment, including an old oven and some of the original lights. Jewel Edwards says she's excited to get started.
I cannot wait to, you know, just step out and to my own and what more, you know, ways to make people happy and make goods.
I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.
The Bakery Society of Pittsburgh says the incubator will open later this spring.